Death and taxes, the two things we can count on, according to Benjamin Franklin. But while most folks have no problem talking about taxes, death is a subject that's not so easily spoken about. An international movement is trying to change that with the help of cake and conversation. Health News Florida's Daylena Miller takes you to what's called a death cafe in Tampa.
It's a hot Sunday afternoon in Tampa's historic Ybor City. But that doesn't stop coffee lovers from popping into the Blind Tiger Cafe on 7th Avenue for their caffeine fix. While patrons sip their lattes and iced coffees in the front room, Kat Martin and her husband Phil Malthus set up in the back for their latest Death Cafe. It's an event that doesn't consider talking about death as morbid. Martin sets out a cake topped with lemon candy slices. The sounds of traffic can be heard through the floor-to-ceiling glass windows.
Can I get you some cake?
Linda Tien, today's only attendee, not. So Martin serves her a slice of cake.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Tien, a recent medical school graduate, found the Death Cafe on meetup.com. Events are also posted on the cafe's Facebook page.
I had a couple of patients when I was in medical school who opted for end-of-life care. I just felt kind of baffled because I'd never really experienced like patients and people going through the dying process.
The first Death Cafe was held in London in September 2011 to destigmatize talking about death. This isn't a funeral home pitching their business. Topics range from grieving and funeral practices to end-of-life care and advanced directives. Lizzie Miles is a hospice worker who organized the first Death Cafe in the United States 4 years ago in Columbus, Ohio. The conversations she's heard vary from philosophical debates over cremation versus burial and...
People talk about books that are popular that they've read. They tell personal stories. There are people that are facing their own mortality. There are people that have lost loved ones and tell grief stories.
So far, there have been about 3,700 death cafes in 38 countries. They're all marked on a world map on deathcafe.com, along with guidelines for starting your own cafe. It must be free. It must be open to everyone. And it must be without agenda.
While we say there's a stigma about talking about it in the United States, there are pockets of people out there who do want to have the conversation.
Back at Ybor's Blind Tiger Cafe, Kat Martin continues her conversation, which was inspired by death cafes in Sarasota and Ocala. Martin has worked in home-based healthcare in various countries, including her native New Zealand. She works mostly with the dying. She started the Tampa Death Cafe 4 months ago to help combat what she considers a death-phobic society.
I don't think that dying in and of itself is traumatic, but I think dying in a death-phobic culture is traumatic. I think we need to change the way we die.
Death Cafe isn't the only food and conversation movement trying to deal with the topic. Death Over Dinner is a Christian-based movement that involves planning a dinner party and inviting guests to talk specifically about end-of-life care. Both Death Cafe and Death Over Dinner have a common theme besides the obvious, food. Martin says the social ritual of eating, and especially cake, is a very important part of these events.
There are cultural ways of dealing with the divide between the living and the dead, and food and drink is one way of stepping into the world of the living and being grounded in it.
After all, Martin says, the Death Cafe is really about making the most of life until it ends. It doesn't really matter how many people show up at the monthly event, but instead, what they take away from it. For Health News Florida, I'm Daylena Miller.